This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the scripture that says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." We're a holy people here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Thanking God for the Word of God that says, "I will sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth." And we're thanking God for our great pastor who's going to bring us nothing but the truth of God, the laws of God that will perfect the saints of God. And we're thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Matisse, to our elders, our missionary evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We're going to talk about the hope of our calling today. We're grateful for our anointing that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for all the works that they have done. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to have a poem today by our sister Tatum, accompanied by our elder Miles. And before we get into anything else, we're going to have our poem from our sister Tatum. Thank God for you, sister.
Sabbath without hindrance. Oh Lord, lift my mind from this trial and test so I can continue in your holy rest. The day that you have sanctified and for your people have set aside, a day of refreshing, a day of rest, a day above days, the very best. I want to keep and hold it dear, laying things aside, staying in your fear, remembering always it's a high day, rejoicing in peace and joy, come what may.
Thank God. Thank God for our sister Tatum. We're going to have a number from the ensemble. Brethren, be strong. Thank God.
Watching there
God. We're striving to be strong here, 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes.
Deacon Debbie, make your announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime, area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for your deacon. Another Sabbath day. Here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we're hoping you all enjoy these broadcasts in Alabama, and we want to hear from you. Yes. Write us, call us, let us know how you're enjoying the broadcast, how you're enjoying the word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, and the scripture cannot be broken. Now, the thought I have about our hope and our calling, it's in Ephesians 4 and 4. And some of you get this King James, the lessons they print out. You'll get it on Sunday, but it's called Unwavering Hope. That's a good subject. When we get these different subjects, we go in and look at these subjects, explain the subject, what it means according to what's written, rightly dividing the word, and not according to what someone is printing out, what their thought is. They don't know God. And I say you don't know God if you're not according to the scripture. The Lord would not be who he was if he did not come according to the scripture, according to prophecy, according to what is written. And that's what we live by, according to what's written, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, Ephesians 4 and 4, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
There is one body.
And one body.
Yes. And one spirit.
So I want everyone to hear my voice. Think about it. Paul was a Jew, naturally so, but more importantly, he was a spiritual Jew. And he's letting everyone know there's one body.
Yes.
He was talking to Jews and Gentiles then. He's talking to Jews and Gentiles today.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe the Jews don't want to deal with the Bible as we know it, the 66 books. Maybe they have the Torah. But there's only one body. And if you are living for God, you are a Jew. And you are an Israelite.
Yes.
There's only one body.
Yes.
What?
And one spirit.
There is but one spirit. And it has many diversities and operations. But it's only one spirit. Either you have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, or not. The Jews don't have a spirit, and Christians have a spirit. There's only one spirit.
Yes.
Jesus had the spirit of the Father. And the prophets and the apostles, all of those that were sent by God, had the same spirit.
Right.
That's why the scripture says, and the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. So if you have the spirit of the prophets, you should be subject to what's written.
Yes.
Because it was inspired by God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
One body, one spirit, what?
Even as ye are called in one hope of your
calling. So now we got one body, one spirit. We got one hope. And this one hope has many different diversities of operations and explanations. Hope of righteousness. Hope of holiness. Hope of going back with God. Hope of being like God. Hope of being like the Son. One hope.
Yes.
Pleasing God. That's what it is.
Yes.
We have even one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope
of your calling.
Of your calling.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 9 and 10.
Yes.
I hope we're able to get into this thought. I'm going to cover a little bit. going to touch on politics a little bit.
All right, Pastor.
And we're not involved in politics, but all of you that's caught up, that's not our hope.
No.
Our hope is pleasing God. And to please God, your foes will be of your own household. And your household could be your neighborhood, your city, your family, your club, whatever you, your school, whatever. Your job, that's your household because it's who you dwell with.
Right.
Matthew 9 and 10, what does it say?
And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
Isn't that beautiful? And his disciples were not just Matthew, Luke, John, James. It was the women.
Right.
Anyone that would follow and believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And I don't think they were children 4 and 5 years old. They might have been there, but they weren't disciples. Because to be a disciple is a choice you have to make.
Right.
And children don't have reason to make choices when they're 4, 5, 6, 7, on.
Yes.
Even when they get 12, 11, if they don't have understanding, you cannot make a choice. But the disciples were there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "It meet many publicans and sinners." And it's the same thing today. When you really live for God, most of the time, it's the publicans, it's the sinners want to sit with you because they don't have a dog in the fight. But someone that thinks they know God, like these scribes and Pharisees, sat there judging him because he was trying to give someone something they needed. They didn't need anything. What did it say? Read.
Right. Many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
What?
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?"
Well, wait a minute. They must have been on looking, but they no doubt was there participating.
Yes.
But why are you eating with publicans and sinners?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not saying praise the Lord?
That's right.
Why are you not with us, the Pharisees?
Right.
What?
But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician."
So you think you're holier than thou. You don't need me.
All right.
But they need me.
Yes.
What?
But they that are sick.
They that are sick, what? Mm-hmm.
But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
So the hope of our calling is to turn from the things that's not like God. That's our hope of our calling. Repent, turn from the things that's not like God. That's the hope of our calling. That's what we come for, to change. Isn't that beautiful? 22nd chapter. Let's go there. That's the hope of our calling. We come to change from what we used to be into what God is calling for. Calling us to repentance. And once you begin to live for God, you're yet turning from things that's not like God. We've dropped the gods of this world. We're learning more and more the things that's not pleasing to God. We're turning from those things.
Yes.
And when you do that, you have enemies. And as many times they have your own household.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
22nd chapter, 14th verse, what does it say? For many.
For many are called, but few are chosen.
That's the hope of our calling, but it's only a few chosen. Many called, though, because this call is going out right now. Many people hear it. We don't get many hearers as maybe some of the big names. What's his name? Alstie? And then you got, what's this one? Billy Graham Cracker?
Yes, Pastor.
We don't get the kind of listeners they get.
Right,
Honeycomb and Graham Crackers. All right, come on.
All right, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Then went the Pharisees.
Now, wait a minute. This is, well, why are you talking? If Jesus could call a king a fox. Who is this Pharisee? Who is Billy if he ain't keeping God's word? That's my opinion. Billy don't have nothing. That goes for Billy and everybody else. They ain't keeping God's commandments. I'm talking about you. If you're not keeping God's commandments, you're in this number. What are you talking about? You said it's the blood of Jesus. If you ain't keeping his commandments, it's not the blood of Jesus. Not for you. Right?
Go ahead, Pastor. Beautiful.
Read.
Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk.
Well, listen, if you want to entangle me in my jargon, come to 425 Laconia Boulevard. I'll listen to you, and you show me where I'm wrong or where the scripture's wrong. What?
Yes. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians.
Well, wait
saying,
a minute. Most of the time, these churchgoers, they send out their ministers all mixed up and mingled with the politicians. Yeah. They sent out their ministers trying to tell the people how to vote. That's mixed up with the politicians. It don't work. Mm-hmm. None of the disciples got mixed up with the Herodians or the Romans. Right. They came after the Lord. Yes. Read.
Master, we know that thou art true.
What?
And teachest the way of God in truth.
What?
Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men.
Isn't that beautiful? Read mm-hmm. the 17. Tell us.
Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not?
That's the first thing most people feel like, because we say we want to get rid of the gods out of our life. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with all these holidays, but why should I bow down and get myself prepared to observe it if I don't believe in it, if it's right. against God? I don't have a problem with the government and all the rest days they give us. They can give us all the rest days they want to, but I don't honor that as being God. Don't have a problem with us because we honor God above these things. We're not against it. We're not against the government.
No, we're not.
But I'm not going to vote.
No.
But we pray that whoever God will suffer to be there will keep us at peace.
Yes, Pastor.
But I don't have to cast a ballot for that. My influence is much greater than a ballot. God controls everything. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites?
Read the 19th verse.
Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny.
What did he say?
And he saith unto them, whose is this image and superscription?
What?
They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's.
What?
And unto God the things that are God's.
So that's what the hope of our calling is. Mm-hmm. To render to God the things that are God's.
Yes, Pastor.
He made the soul, not Caesar, not the government.
Yes, Pastor.
He made the spirit.
Yes.
And we should render to God the things that are God, if you're living for God. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Ecclesiastes.
All right.
12.
Mm-hmm.
And 1.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? So we, our hope is to render to God a life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And you can't render God a life just by saying, well, just love, unless you know what love is. The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So you have to explain it, not just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 12 and 1, what?
Remember now thy creator in the days of thy
so
youth.
So it's encouraging us to remember the creator in the days when we said, mm-hmm. yes, I will follow you all the way.
Yes, Lord.
Where you lead, I will follow. We got to remember those.
That's
the days of our youth when we first came to God. What?
Yes, Lord. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh.
For trials and tests come that mm-hmm. seem pretty evil to you. Mm-hmm. Before the years draw nigh, before you get a little old and decrepit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't walk like you used to walk. And throw hook shots like you used to throw. Can't aim like you used to. Remember the creator in the days of your youth.
Yes.
You said, all that the Lord say will we do.
Yes.
Remember that.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Lord. When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Shouldn't come to a time you say, I ain't got no pleasure in these days. Shouldn't come to that.
No.
Your joy should remain.
Yes, Lord.
You should have pleasure. Yes. But remember now.
Yes.
The days of thy youth before all this stuff happens.
Yes.
13th verse, what does it say?
Yes, 13. Yes, Pastor.
Let us
hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments.
What?
For this is the whole duty of man.
Is that our calling?
Yes.
That's our whole duty, to keep his commandments and to fear God. Keep his
Lord.
Commandments. That's our duty.
Yes.
That's what we were called for.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ephesians 4 and 5. Let's go
beautiful.
There. Let's read that again.
Yes, 4 and 5.
That's the hope of our calling.
Yes.
Say, well, our hope of our calling is to keep God's commandments. Say, oh, that was done away with. No, it's not. That's the whole duty of man. That's the whole duty of man.
Yes, Lord.
But if you don't know God, you keep talking about, well, the whole duty is to love. Well, if you ain't keeping God's commandments, you don't have love. That's our whole duty. Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 4 and 5.
One Lord. One faith.
How many Lords we got? All right. Because when they, I watched a little bit of that convention on the end. They had some minister come up. He was Greek. And he was scared to say Jesus. It was just Lord. Because it was going to divide the house. Because you had Jews. You had Orthodox Greeks. You had everybody there. So he only said Lord and oh Almighty God as far as he went. And then he had nerves that these thy servants, these thy servants is full of champagne.
All right, Pastor.
Full of shenanigans. And then in the background, how sweet it is to be loved by you. And that's what they were playing. And amongst other songs, and cursing and doing everything else. But in the end, they're going to sew it all up. They're going to sew up everything that's been done. We'll seal it up. Mm. Oh, Lord, bless these two, thy two servants. Mm. I don't think so. Ain't but one body, one Lord.
One faith.
There's only one faith. So don't come asking 425 Laconia Boulevard, what faith are you? Ain't but one.
Right.
It's keeping God's commandments. It's holiness.
Right.
One Lord, one faith.
One baptism.
One baptism. What?
One God and Father of all.
It's only one God and Father of all. That's all that's in the body. Not of everybody in the earth. One God and Father of all. What?
Who is above all and through all and in you all.
It's through all in you. It's talking about all in the body.
Yes.
Not through everybody on this earth. That small G-O-D is in all. Before you've been born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
read that fourth verse again there.
There is one body.
One body.
And one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your
only
calling.
One hope that's pleasing God.
God.
And you please God by living righteous, holy, sanctified, separated, on and on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
sir. Isaiah 42 and 1. Let's go there.
This is beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's good to know what I'm talking about is not, I didn't purchase this at the Bible bookstore.
No, you didn't.
And I didn't make this up. This is written.
Go ahead.
And you can't change it.
No.
You might not want to recognize it, but you can't change it. And you can't go there because the Spirit of God don't take you there. And you don't want to go there. You don't want to follow me there.
Go ahead.
42 and 1. What does it say?
Yes. Behold my servant whom I uphold.
What?
Mine elect.
Mine elect whom I uphold.
All right.
What?
In whom my soul delighteth.
God's soul delight.
All right.
In his anointed. What?
All right. I have put my spirit upon
God
him.
God said, I put my spirit upon him. What?
He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Well,
but wait a minute. So-called Christian, you can't judge. The Lord said, judge not that you be not judged. But he's talking about those that weren't appointed to judge.
Yes.
He gave some, he appointed ones a spirit to judge.
Yes.
And if you weren't appointed, just let your light shine. Don't sit up here and try to judge somebody.
Yes.
You get in trouble.
Yes.
Read the fourth verse.
He shall not fail nor be discouraged.
What?
Till he has set judgment in the earth.
What?
And the isles shall wait for his law.
There it is again. That's what we're called for. God's law. His word.
Beautiful.
That's what we're called for.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God. Yes.
Read the sixth verse.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness.
What?
And will hold thine hand.
What?
And will keep thee. And give thee for a covenant of the people.
What?
For a light of the Gentiles.
Let me, he said, let your light shine. He said, yes. You are the light of the world.
Yes.
Light to the Gentiles. Wait a minute. Even a Jew is a Gentile if you have been born again.
Absolutely.
Everybody's a Gentile if you have been born again.
Absolutely.
God have ruled and summed up Jews and Gentiles alike to be the same.
Yes.
You must be born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
To open the blind eyes.
What?
To bring out the
prisoners. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's born blind. Everybody's born blind.
Yes.
God showed you I can give natural eyesight. You know I can give you spiritual eyesight. If I show you, I can give it to you in natural.
Right.
If I can raise someone from the dead naturally, so you know I can raise you spiritually, so. That was a parable to show you the power God got.
Right.
Lazarus come forth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
To open the blind eyes, what?
To bring out the prisoners from the prison.
Everybody's in prison when you're born in this life.
All right, Pastor.
You're held captive by that devil. Everybody's in prison.
Mm-hmm. What? And them that sit in darkness.
You're in gross darkness until you've been born again.
All right.
When you see the light, walk therein. Isn't that beautiful?
Go ahead.
Out
of the prison house.
Go to Proverbs 1 and 22. Isn't this beautiful?
This is beautiful.
Thank God I'm enjoying bringing this because I know what it means.
Yes, you do.
And I will give you understanding if you'll listen.
All right,
he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Isn't that beautiful? Proverbs 1 and 22, what does it say?
How long?
How long?
Ye simple ones.
Ye simple ones, what?
Will ye love simplicity?
Will you love simplicity, what?
And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
God sent his anointed, rising early, stand up late, and they scorned him. They hate knowledge. And maybe you that hear my voice, they hate what I'm bringing, but I'm only bringing what's written.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
read the 23rd. Go ahead, read on.
Turn you. At my reproof.
Well, it's the way you sound like you kind of scorning somebody. You sound like you scolding. God is reproving the church because they don't know God. They're in gross darkness, but they're calling him by his name. They're called by his name, but they don't know him. That means they're taking his name in vain. What? Turn you at my reproof.
Mm-hmm. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
What?
I will make known my words unto you.
That's what we're called for. To have the words of God made known to us through the servant. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Because I have called and ye refused.
What?
I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded.
Isn't that beautiful? That's what God has been doing.
Yes.
Stretching out his hand. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No man regardeth. What?
But ye have set a knot at my counsel.
You what?
Set at knot all my counsel.
All my counsel.
Yes.
What?
And would none of my reproof.
Would none of my reproof. Mm-hmm. What?
I also will laugh at your calamity.
That's what God said. I'm going to laugh. So don't get upset because I'm talking about graham cracker or the pontificator.
That's right.
I have a right to laugh because I don't believe in what they're talking about. And you might be laughing at me. I could care less. We have a right to laugh.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
28 verse. What does it say?
Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer.
What?
They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me.
What?
For that they hateth knowledge.
Hate knowledge. I'm bringing you what's written in the scripture, and ones don't have enough strength to search it out, to call and find out if what is being said is right.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime, area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.